Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 27 of Love Every Day. Today is January 27th, and this is week 4, day 4. I'm your host, Jesse Marks, with John McCrary.
What is up, everybody? Why did you say week four, day four, so weirdly? That's how you sounded.
The real question is, why did you just sound like Rocky and Bullwinkle?
I am too young to know that reference.
Oh no, John. Okay,
week four, day four.
Yes, to anyone who's listening to this, please tell me that I'm not wrong and that he actually did sound like Rocky and Bullwinkle. For those of you who know who that is.
All right, so we are back after a little bit of an educational detour for me so I can learn about what cartoons were like in the 1950s. Let me tell you.
Okay, I'll be honest. I didn't realize it was that old. I just know that we had a disc of it at my house when I was a kid, and it was the bomb.
There was no way it was a disc. Were discs around?
I mean, it was a disc. It was definitely a disc. It must have been digitized or something. Or no, they had it. It was 59. They had a disc.
Were discs they had created discs back then? Didn't
they? They did not have discs back then.
When did Looney Tunes come out? That's what I grew up watching. That was like old. Okay, Looney Tunes was 1930.
Yeah, Looney Tunes is even older.
That's amazing.
But are you talking about like the original Looney Tunes the revamped ones?
Yeah, we had like a Looney Tunes Golden Collection. It was one of those. Do you remember those fold out movie cases that had like multiple movies inside of them? One was like a 5-layer one. It was like a book, and it was all Looney Tunes. And it was really interesting, actually, because this was like a while ago that they made it. But the beginning of every CD had Whoopi Goldberg.
Okay, interesting.
Whoopi Goldberg introducing it. And just explaining that, like, the humor in the 1930s was different and some of it was wrong and very racist.
Interesting.
Which I just had, like, that, like, especially because I was so young, I had mad respect for that. That was cool.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
For sure.
I don't know why. I just thought that was, like, super cool. It's like that they didn't just, like, hide it. You know what I mean? They didn't just ban Looney Tunes. They were like, okay, we're just going to explain to kids that some of these jokes are not okay.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good of them. It's good on them. But so we're about like what would you say, like 4 or 5 minutes in already?
Yes, we are. Yeah. We don't even know what we're talking about yet, do we?
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting how it's taken us so long to get over the introduction and to introduce today's prompt. And it kind of goes hand in hand with today's prompt and waiting so long, because the prompt is patience.
It's a virtue. But yeah, so patience, it's a virtue. That's what we wrote down,
sure,
at least.
Is.
That's what we're talking about today. That's a thing. So let me ask you this, Jesse. What is an area in your life that is consistent that you need to actively work on being more patient in?
Yeah, I mean, overall, I think I do pretty good with patience in a lot of areas. I think in most situations I have pretty good patience. But
I'm just such a humble and patient person that this prompt doesn't even apply to me.
Hey, I mean, I deal with patience pretty well. Like, I don't mean to say that, like, I'm really good with patience, because I do struggle with it at times.
Well, yeah, you were in a band with me and Gabe where our entire job was to procrastinate as hard as we possibly could. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
But like, it takes a lot to get me angry with people. And like, it takes a lot. I don't think I've been truly like angry in years. I get irritated. I get irritated and annoyed. Those are really easy to do. But I think that just has to do with the fact that I keep everything bottled up and I keep everything inside. And so nothing really comes out. And so what does come out is that mild annoyance and that irritation.
Right.
And so that...
Oh, we've successfully managed to get that out of you a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's been times. There's definitely been times. But, I mean, even then...
You maintained composure.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I do really good with... Yeah, I'm stubborn. I do really good with, like, monotonous tasks, because I can keep my patience for them. really well.
Right. And see, honestly, this is why this is going to be, I think, an interesting episode when we get down to it, because I'm the complete opposite.
Yeah.
I hate mundane, monotonous tasks so much that even in video games, I will skip over very crucial and vital parts just because I don't care enough to sit there and do that. Like in Modern Warfare, like I just don't edit anything in my classes because I'm just like, ugh, that's just, I gotta compare stats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In like Fire Emblem. Man, I'm such a nerd. But like, I wouldn't take the time to actually look at the stats of my characters. And I used to be very patient. So that's why this is interesting for me, because I used to be super, super patient, and I liked reading. I liked Fire Emblem. I could sit there for hours and just compare, like look at stats and like plan out every little move. And then becoming like used to instant gratification kind of became the new norm for me. You know, like now I get impatient if a website takes more than 10 seconds to load. Do you ever think about that sometimes? Like,
oh, yeah.
And that's a normal, like every person thing where like if an app takes more than like 10 seconds to load, people start getting annoyed.
Yeah.
And start like tapping the screen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to be like to brag and be like, oh, yeah, I'm really, really good at patience, because I'm not. But, you know, there are just those small things, like when the Wi-Fi gets really slow, that, you know, things don't load. And I get really irritated at that. So, I mean, that like, I struggle with patience, too, just like anyone else. Like, I'm not trying to say, like, I'm great at it.
Right. And honestly, like, it's really interesting how much the internet has impacted my patience.
Oh, yeah.
Because, literally, I used to... So, when I lived out in the country, we had garbage internet. To the point... where I would sit on my phone and I would, if I was trying to watch a 20-minute long episode of something, obviously it was an anime because I was 14 years old. If I was waiting for an episode of anime to load and the episode was 20 minutes long, I would let my phone sit there for 40 minutes. It would take 40 minutes to load it. Every 1 minute of streaming took 2 minutes to load. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
But I was just like absolutely content just sitting there and waiting for it. Just watching the loading circle go by and by and by and by.
Did you actually sit there and like watch it load? Or did you do other things?
Okay. But there were times that I would have to pause it and just let it load for a couple minutes and I would literally just sit there watching the loading bar for like 5 minutes.
That's funny.
And now I live with fiber optics.
Yeah.
And I'm so used to everything just popping up instantly, to the point where if I get any lag in any video game, I'm immediately annoyed by it.
So last year when I was working on this really big project, I had a decent computer, but it wasn't the best at loading video graphics.
Right.
And so when I was editing videos, at first it would take a decent amount of time for things to do what they needed to do. And then as things got more complex, it just took longer and longer. But now I've got this really nice computer that I built, and things just work. And I go back to that old computer because I still have it. And I tried doing, it was actually the other day, I tried editing a video on it and I'm like, no, nope, nope, nope.
Well, you also have a really nice computer.
Yeah.
I used to flex about my computer, but like, that was when it first came out, or when I first got it, and I was like the only one in the friend group with a PC. I thought I was hot stuff. But yeah, no, okay. Anyways, back to like, how can we make this more applicable to other people? Because I mean, probably nobody listening to this actually like is interested in computer stuff.
there might be a couple. Say hey if you are. All right.
But yeah. So it's just like, I think I can definitely like another thing that I can get annoyed with pretty quickly is just people loading, you know what I mean? What? When people just pause to load for a second.
No wonder you get so annoyed at me.
I don't. I'm very kind with you because I understand what you're going through.
Yeah, no, you definitely
and it's
very,
a podcast, which is a different situation. But in like a regular conversation, you know what I mean? That's when I'm like, okay, bro, you don't need to stop and think this through. It's just me and you. but like, yeah, when people just like, or when people take like, this is why I'm getting so irked by this episode right now, is because when people take so long to get to the meat of the conversation to get like to the main point.
This is gonna be a long episode, yeah. Isn't it?
When it takes people a long time to get to the point, I'm just like, get that train of thought back on the rails and just keep on rolling, bro. So yeah,
that's funny because it's taken us a long time to get to this point here.
Yeah, exactly, that's what I'm saying, bro. Dude, I don't know if we can do this episode. We don't have anything to say on this. I'm bad at it, you're good at it, and that's about it.
Okay, so why are you bad at it, and why am I good at it? Are we going to be able to figure that out?
Honest answer, probably no, but we can try.
So, I mean, I'm sure it has something to do with the way we were raised and just generally our personalities.
Definitely. So I have, and also, like, when you look at our the things we struggle with mentally. So you kind of struggle with more like public speaking or just like speaking in general. And that gives you anxiety. So then you have complete understanding if someone else is taking a moment to get to collect their thoughts. But for me, as you can obviously tell by this podcast, I'm kind of like,
actually, wait, no, that's not true. Cause people loading does really annoy me too. A lot.
Okay. Good. I'm glad I got you to admit to something. But like I tend to ramble on and I try to like make my points as concise as possible, but also like, you know, because you struggle with anxiety and I struggle with borderline personality disorder, otherwise known as emotional intensity disorder. Mm-hmm. If I feel frustration, I feel pure anger, you know what I mean? So it escalates. Okay, yeah. Things escalate a lot more quickly for me if I have the slightest hint of confrontation with somebody. I will immediately start like panicking and backing down and getting scared. Mm-hmm. Or getting frustrated and fighting back, even if there's not even real confrontation happening, because I just read into absolutely every little aspect of everything and think everything's sure. A problem at all times, and I need to be in a constant state of heightened awareness and paranoia. So so I think that's why.
And you also struggle with ADD
probably, but not diagnosed.
Neither of those? No? Okay. Okay,
but you'd think I do based on how I act. Something I've noticed is like that genuinely annoys me is, and I'm sure you've noticed this, is I tap constantly. I tap drum beats constantly. Mm-hmm. Whether I'm anxious or whether I'm just chilling, I just tap beats on my legs. And it literally annoys me how much I do it. Like I really? Know it's annoying and I'm personally annoyed by it. But it is just this weird ADD thing that I just can't help doing.
See, I do that all the time too, and I know it annoys people, but I also always forget that it annoys people.
Definitely.
So same. It always takes someone to like, well, you quit that for me to actually be like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm not just tapping my toe, like I'm making it a real beat, and it's not bad. You know what I mean? Yeah. It gets to the point where, no. Like, when I'm walking around trying to like clean up the house, I'll be like patting on my chest, and I will walk into a room, and that is the sole reason I forget what I'm doing is I'm focused on like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, just going on in my head, and I'm like, oh crap, I got off beat. I got to start over again. You know what I mean? Maybe that's just obsessive compulsive. I don't know.
That's funny.
But so I think that's why I get easily annoyed by things and am in turn impatient because my emotions are constantly escalated. Mm-hmm. So a minor inconvenience is a earth shattering problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I gotcha. So Would you say that you how do you deal with that? How do you become more patient?
Personally, this isn't advice. This is just what I do. I kind of disassociate a little bit. I'll just like stop paying attention to them. But that's kind of a thing to do. So I would not advise doing that. No, I think honestly, that just comes to like regaining personal control over your emotions. Mm-hmm. Understand like applying what we talked about one time about frame of mind. Understanding the actual scale of the problem and how minor of an inconvenience it actually is, and just step back, you know, and like take control.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know if I do this a lot. I probably should do it more. But when I am getting frustrated and losing my patience, just calming down and just taking that step back, taking a breath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
It's probably the simplest way to deal with things.
And pretty much all there is to it at the same time.
Yeah.
It really is just kind of owning up to it, man. Like, for those of you listening that are impatient, when you notice yourself getting kind of irritable about it, literally step back and think about how minor of a problem it is, and you'll probably laugh at yourself for it.
The biggest thing with both impatience and with anything else you're struggling with is just mostly just the first step is just owning up to it and deciding to work on it. Because I mean, you'll never get better if you don't say that, if you don't own up to it, and if you don't decide to work on it.
Right. Yeah, no, for sure. Obviously, patience is like a really all around useful thing to have in your arsenal of tools as to handle a Karen in the grocery store, and you're just like, oh man, she's really irking me right now.
So I was working the store one time, and this guy and his wife came in, and he wanted to get some cookie dough. And the cookie dough that we have for sale is like, you can get, it's 1 for $5 or 2 for $6.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a really good deal.
Almost a BOGO.
Almost. I don't remember what exactly happened. I just know that there was some sort of miscommunication, and the guy got really, really pissed off. And so he threw the cookie dough back into the grab and go.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I mean, he was just totally pissed off. I don't remember what the miscommunication was, but there was one. And he was a short dude, but he was a big dude too. So like he was kind of freaking me out, but after he left, one of the guys came up, one of the other customers was like, "Hey, you handled that really well. Just letting you know." I'm like, I'm sitting here like I didn't like just, I'm just freaking out inside, like I'm trembling. And like,
yeah, but as you do, you no one's it's not a noticeable freak
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A completely internalized freak out.
For sure. But I wanted to bring that up because it was either that time or another time that a customer freaked out, where someone else said, I think it was another customer, was like, "I don't understand how people can freak out over such small things. Like if you freak out over that, then how do you deal with anything else in life that's
right,
an actual big deal?"
Yeah.
And it's
that's what I think about when I watch my mind. I'll watch like Karen freak out compilations. Like, those are the funniest thing ever to me.
I know. Well, like, how do you freak out over something so small?
Right.
Like that? I mean, I understand. I'm not you. I don't know what you're going through right now. Maybe your dad died this morning and you're just having an awful day.
Maybe your dad's dead, dude. Maybe a family member just got hit by a car.
But like, it blows my mind how people can freak out over such a small, insignificant little thing.
Absolutely.
Like, how do you lose your patience over that? That just, it's insane.
It is insane, bro. But it just, that has to do with where you put your values. You know what I mean? Like where you place mm-hmm. your values as far as what's a big deal and what's not a big deal. You're the only one in control of that. That and society also. I mean, if your dad's dead, that's a big deal. That's not a societal thing, actually. That just sucks.
It's an awful thing to laugh at, but it's...
I love that. That's not a societal thing. That just sucks. I want to put that on a t-shirt.
Hey, some things just suck.
I want to put that on a t-shirt. Like, that's not a systemic problem. That just sucks. Or something like that. I don't know.
So I want to thank you guys for joining us on this wild episode. I think this is probably one of our crazier episodes. But yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining. I hope you got something out of this. We kind of jumped all over the place, kind of went through some wild moments, but it's been a roller coaster, and I hope you got at least one thing out of it.
No, I hope you stayed to the end of this video, even though we weren't talking
video
about anything
podcast.
In the podcast. if you stayed to the end of the video, then that proves that you're a patient person and or you found this enjoyable. If you copped out in the middle of it, then you were probably impatient.
Way to speak to those that are not even listening.
Yeah, but for those of you who are, good job. Thank you. We're proud of you. But catch us tomorrow. I swear we'll be more concise and on point. On fleek. Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, podcasts, anywhere. LoveEveryDayThePodcast.com is where you can find us and all our episodes and all our social medias and all our emails and
other things.
Social security numbers, credit card numbers, phone numbers, lottery tickets.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace out.